Der Tod der Klassik. Ein Podcast in zwei Teilen von Livia Sturm und Jolie Büchner. Eine Produktion des Schleswig-Holstein Musikfestival in Zusammenarbeit mit der Nordmetall-Stiftung und Backstage Klassiker.
Moin, ich bin Livia Sturm.
Und ich bin Jolie Büchner.
Wir gehen in den Q1-Jahrgang der Herderschule Rendsburg.
Mir ist aufgefallen, dass das Publikum für klassische Musik, Theaterstücke und andere Aufführungen im Durchschnitt immer älter wird. Also haben wir uns gefragt, stirbt das Publikum für klassische Musik und damit die Klassik selber aus?
Deshalb sind wir jetzt im Rahmen des Schleswig-Holstein Musikfestivals unterwegs und haben sowohl Mitglieder des Schleswig-Holstein Festival Orchestra als auch die Solistin Bomsori Kim interviewt.
Unsere erste Interviewpartnerin haben wir unter den Bratschen gefunden. Wir haben bereits in der Pause während der Proben mit ihr geredet, weshalb es einige Hintergrundgeräusche gibt.
Hi, mein Name ist Beschreuzkan, ich bin 25 Jahre alt und ich komme aus Deutschland.
Okay, wie steht in deinem Land die Beziehung zwischen Jugend und klassischer Musik?
Also ich glaube, da kann mehr gehen. Also die Beziehung ist jetzt nicht so da. Es gibt immer einzelne Personen, die halt klassische Musik betreiben, aber das kommt dann auch irgendwie vom Elternhaus, dass es gefördert wird oder auch in der Schule. Aber ich glaube, das kann viel mehr irgendwie integriert werden. Oder also da kann man, also ja, ihr kennt das ja auch. Also ich meine, man kennt den Namen Beethoven, aber auch nicht mehr. Und da fehlt ein bisschen der Zugang, habe ich das Gefühl.
Genau, also sowohl beim Musikmachen als auch beim Musikschauen?
Ich glaube, die meisten, die Musik machen, hören es auch. Also ich glaube, es gibt wenige, die nicht ein Instrument gespielt haben oder spielen und dann das hören. Also ich glaube, ja.
Wie stellst du denn vor allem in Bezug darauf die Zukunft der klassischen Musik vor?
Also wie ich es mir optimistisch vorstelle, ist, dass irgendwann wieder so ein Trend kommt und es ultra gehypt wird. Vielleicht irgendwie, keine Ahnung, es viral geht irgendwas. Es gibt auch manchmal so Memes, die so viral gehen mit so kleinen Aufnahmen von klassischer Musik mit irgendeiner Hintergrundmusik. Also ich glaube, die Sorge ist bei vielen Leuten da, die halt irgendwie Kultur betreiben, irgendwie ins Orchester wollen oder klassische Musik mögen. Ich meine, man sieht es auch in den Konzerthäusern, da sind einfach überwiegend ältere Leute. Aber ja, ich hoffe natürlich, dass irgendwann auch einfach viele Leute checken, dass klassische Musik eigentlich voll die Basis ist von Popmusik und so. Und einfach, es gibt so viel, also zum Beispiel jetzt als Beispiel, wenn man von Vivaldi so ein Concerto Grosso, so einen schnellen Satz, das ist einfach Metal-Basis, ne? Also ich finde, die meisten Leute denken so klassische Musik, aber das ist, baut alles aufeinander auf. Also irgendwie würde ich mir das wünschen, dass, aber ich weiß nicht wie, ob es an der Vermittlung liegt oder einfach, die begeistert, also keine Ahnung, oder ob es einfach ist so eine Sache, dass man unter Freunden sagt, jetzt hört ihr das halt mal an und dass man sich gegenseitig halt so animiert. So. Ich meine, es gibt ja auch Leute, die dann irgendwie so gerne Metal hören und dann mögen anderes nicht, aber ja, das würde ich mir irgendwie wünschen, keine Ahnung.
Okay,
ja.
Dankeschön.
Büschra empfahl uns auch an unseren nächsten Interviewpartner weiter, den wir auch direkt in der Pause interviewten.
Harrison Short, I'm 24 years old, I'm from the United States and I play the bassoon.
All right, so the first question would be, how is the relationship between the youth or young people and classical music in your home country?
The United States is so big, and so that means there's a lot of young people that like classical music, but I think that also it's sort of a niche thing. It's not so well known among everyone. Of course, you know, we have band class in high school, orchestra class in high school, so people play music at a young age, but then I think they forget it as they get older.
All right, and what do you imagine the future of classical music to be like?
I think it should be a mix of things. I think that classical music has a bright future because so much of what we do in the modern world is like generated by computers or artificial intelligence, and I think that as more and more things in the world get overtaken by that, people will want more experiences that are human experiences, experiences between individuals. So I think that there's a bright future in that. We just have to sort of capitalize on that and make it something that the people around us want to experience.
Nach dem Mittagessen trafen wir im Garten des Nordkollegs auf Esther Kwan und Monet Marco.
My name is Esther and I am 24 years old. And I am from Seattle, Washington. I play double bass.
My name is Monet. I am 21 years old. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I play the bass.
All right, then coming to the first question, how is the relationship between young people and classical music in your home country?
I think it's harder to really bring in younger audiences in general nowadays, because their attention is mostly, now it's shifted to maybe raving, other concert, pop concerts, and also just social, being online is mainly their thing. So I feel like the people I interact with the most, they're all students, so it's kind of hard to tell outside. But when I go to Seattle Symphony concert, for example, I look at the audience, and most of the students I see, I know they're just students studying classical music, so I hope there's bigger audiences in the future. And I think it is an issue we need to address.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of interest to get involved, like playing an instrument, but then in terms of a non-musical, like, young person, I think maybe they're more interested in, like, pop concerts or, like the concerts where they have a movie going on and they play the film score. I think no young people are really interested in listening to Shostakovich or Rachmaninoff. So
what do you think the future of classical music is gonna be like?
I think we have to collaborate with other art forms, because I mean, as we're all artists and we need to support each other. And so maybe interacting with technology and music as well, or I don't know, just actually classical music is a very social thing. We interact with ourselves as musicians, and then musicians interact with the audience, so we need to engage more, think of ways to be more social and have a community. And I think starting out is with other art forms, having like projects like hip-hop and baroque mixed together, something like that, something interesting maybe will bring more audiences in.
Yeah, I think, honestly, the pop concerts are kind of a good way, like more popular music or doing more film music. I think that'll really help bring an audience that is maybe not used to watching an orchestra. And I think also, like, collaborating with, like, artists that young people are already listening to. Like, if you bring Taylor Swift to come do, like, a new premiere of some sort of song with, like, Berlin Phil, I think a lot of people would come to watch it. So, stuff like that.
So you want to combine classical music with modern aspects?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of young people, they just see classical music as for old fogies. So then it's like, if you bring, like, an artist that they're already listening to all the time to this setting where they're like, oh, this is for old people, their perspective might change.
I think it's also important to expose classical music to young students, and make sure a lot of areas have support with classical music, because nowadays elementary schools and all the young students, the music program is getting cut off and it's like disappearing. So I think it's still important to have music class in school and learn about classical music as well.
Danach trafen wir auch auf den jüngsten unserer Interviewpartner, der mit 20 Jahren aber nicht das jüngste Mitglied des Festival Orchestras ist.
Hallo, ich bin Alexander Hess. Ich komme aus Köln, beziehungsweise da studiere ich und ich spiele Horn.
Dann zu unserer ersten Frage. Wie steht in deinem Land, also hier in Deutschland, die Beziehung zwischen Jugend und klassischer Musik?
Ich finde, dass es mittlerweile eigentlich ziemlich einen guten Weg nimmt. Also man hatte ja irgendwie eine Zeit lang irgendwie relativ viel Angst, dass vielleicht irgendwie die klassische Musik irgendwie aussterben konnte oder würde. Ich habe das Gefühl, es gibt eine Tendenz irgendwie zurück, weil jetzt einfach viele Leute sich denken, okay, jetzt will ich mal irgendwie weg von so TikTok, Instagram und so, und jetzt gehe ich halt mal wieder ins Konzert und mache irgendwie was, unternehme was Richtiges. Und ja, und eigentlich so, es gibt viele Jugendorchester, es gibt viel Förderung, das finde ich eigentlich, da habe ich auch selber sehr von profitiert, hat sehr viel Spaß gemacht.
Okay, also eine sehr optimistische Ansicht. Wie stellst du dir die Zukunft der klassischen Musik vor? Also ändert sich vielleicht doch was?
Ich könnte mir vorstellen, dass es vielleicht auch wieder mehr Bezugspunkte zum echten Leben gibt und dass vielleicht mehr Leute dann wieder die klassische Musik irgendwie schätzen, lernen oder so. Und ich habe das Gefühl, dass das kommt vielleicht auch einfach dann mit dem Alter, weil das Publikum ist ja doch meistens schon recht alt.
Bei Alexander fanden wir auch die Bassisten David und Gerd, die auch bereit waren, mit uns ein kurzes Interview zu führen.
Alright, I'm Gerd Pfeiffer, I'm 25 years old, I come from the Netherlands and I play double bass.
How's the relationship between young people and classical music in your home country?
Not too many people know that you're He also, as a young musician, can play like classical music, so it was a big step to get into the world. But once you're there and you know like all the people do like classical music, you know it's getting still pretty big. So there's a lot of student orchestras in the Netherlands that still are participating in like really tours and a lot of concerts. So I think in every big major student city, there's a lot of at least one student orchestra.
And what's with the people actually listening to it, so the audience?
Well, it depends. If you're in a student orchestra, there's lots of friends coming there, so then the audience is quite young. But like in every other concert, the average age is about 60, I think. Because for example, if you play in a church some classical music, then it's almost every time it's the old audience is really old.
What do you imagine the future of classical music to be like? So is it going to change or?
Yeah, I hope so. I think the main thing is that it's not really boring, but it's really uncommon to know classical music. But every time some of our friends come to a concert, they're like really amazed by it. So I think it's more about the stigma that only old people listen to classical music. So we have to find a way, I guess, to break it so that it becomes a bit more familiar also with younger people.
Do you maybe have an idea how that's going to be like? So how would you approach that?
Yeah, like for example, if you go to like a pop concert, like the band's there and they're not all in suits, and it's not really, you come down and you bow and stuff. So maybe if you make it a little bit more informal, so just like regular clothes, for example, like it seems like such a small thing, but I think maybe if you can see that it's like normal people playing there, maybe some younger people will come as well.
All right, thank you.
Oh, hello, my name is David. I play the double bass and I come from Canary Islands. I'm 24 years old.
All right, so the first question is, how's the relationship between young people and classical music in your home country?
I think in my home country, there's actually not appreciation or education about classical music. It's just, it really depends about if your parents, they sign you up to a music school and you start going as an extra school activity. But I actually think that when you attend to concerts, it's the big majority is old people, and actually we're missing a lot of young people in the audience.
What do you imagine the future of classical music to be like, especially because you work in the field and it's your future if it's just getting older?
I think it depends in the country. That's a bit my opinion, because I did my bachelor in England, and I think in England the situation right now with the orchestras is critical, because the big majority of them, they're privately funded. So they really depend on the audience that is coming, and of course it's work, but then the working conditions for the musicians is tough there right now. Then in Germany, I actually think that it's, I think the conditions are much better. I think it's also more implicit in the culture. But I think that in some sort of way, the musicians, we need to always be fighting for our rights, because I think it's really easy that in any moment they can just cut the fundings. But I think overall in Germany, from the time I've been here, I started my master now, in Germany, I think there's future. I think the level is the highest I've seen, and just the amount of opportunities they have here with orchestras, I think, yeah, it's the place to be.
All right, thank you.
Recht spontan haben wir am gleichen Tag die Möglichkeit bekommen, die Solistin Bomsori Kim kurz vor dem Konzert Hochromantisch in der Christkirche zu interviewen. Kim ist eine Geigerin aus Südkorea, die bereits mehrere Preise für ihre Talente als Musikerin gewonnen hat. Zudem ist sie die erste weibliche Geigerin, die bei der Deutschen Grammophon einen Exklusivvertrag unterzeichnete.
Zuerst habe ich sie gefragt, ob die klassische Musik überhaupt noch eine Zukunft hat.
Yeah, I mean, it's true that there are many older audiences in European countries, but for example, in Asia, there are only young people actually coming to the concert. So it's a new wave, actually, that there are so many young people who enjoy classical music. But I believe that in European countries, there will be, I mean, I hope there will be some waves again to classical music, among the youngsters.
Right, so it's in your country, it's a little different than here, or it's just, So the question is, why is it relevant that classical music is still played today?
Because the music which survived for more than 100, 200, 300 years definitely have values and definitely have the quality that stays there. That's why we still share the classical music with people, and they still can get moved and get inspired by the music. And there's no question, actually, the classical music has power to heal people and to comfort people in this hectic world, in a way, because there are so many wars happening at the same time we share the music here peacefully. But we can actually, so I'm always thinking that how to actually we share this hopeful voices to the people who are in the very difficult circumstances.
How do you think classical music will change, and how do you think we can bring more young people to concerts here in Europe?
Yeah, it is actually a great challenge for all of us, the musicians, professional musicians, and we are young, we are the next generations of the professional musicians, and we need to actually find a way to provoke the interest from young people. So it's a great challenge, but we are, yeah, I mean, for example, I am an exclusive artist in Deutsche Grammophon, and they are always seeking the way to share this music with new platforms, like video platforms like YouTube and also Instagram, like the social network services. We are using that to provoke the interest to the young people. And because the young people that didn't really get so much chance to explore this kind of music, that's the reason why they don't know the power of the classical music, I think. So once you get to know it better, and once you get to hear it even for the first time, if you get the chance, then there should be some difference.
Do you think anything else will change in classical music, or do you think it will just stay as it currently is?
I don't think there's anything that should stay in where they are, because the world is changing like crazy, and also the technology change. I mean it's developing like crazy speed, so we always have to think ahead that what we can do with this amazing art form. And yeah, I mean, if many people and many artists are more aware of this, then there should be some changes.
All right, thank you.
Wir haben jetzt bereits die Perspektiven von Musikern zu diesem Thema gesammelt. Wenn ihr wissen wollt, welche Blickwinkel die Dirigentin des Festival Orchestras und der Intendant des Schleswig-Holstein Musikfestivals haben, dann hört euch auch die nächste Folge an.
Das war die erste Folge von Der Tod der Klassik, ein Podcast in zwei Teilen von Livia Storm und Jolie Büchner. Eine Produktion des Schleswig-Holstein Musikfestival in Zusammenarbeit mit der Nordmetall-Stiftung und Backstage Classical.